The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that mercy and kindness that He gives us these opportunities where we gather in glorification and remembrance of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Today is going to be the last Friday of the month of Ramadan. And there's a tradition that we get from Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, annahu qal, دخلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله في اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد في آخر جمعة من شهر رمضان فلما بصر بي قال لي يا جابر هذا آخر جمعة من شهر رمضان فودعه وقل. Jabir says that he entered into the presence of the Prophet on the final Jum'ah of Shahru Ramadan. And when the Prophet saw him, he says, Ya Jabir, this is the last Jum'ah of Shahru Ramadan. Therefore, let's bid it farewell by reciting the following. And we're going to recite a small dua, inshallah. And the translation of the dua is following. O Allah, please do not make it the last of our fasting to you. But if you decide so, then please make me enjoy your mercy and do not make me deprived of it. It says, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ قَالَ ذَلِكَ ذَفِرَ بِإِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. If one recites this dua on the last Friday, they will be blessed with one or two possibilities. إِمَّا بِبُلُوغِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ مِنْ قَابِلِ وَإِمَّا بِغُفْرَانِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ. Yeah? He says they'll be blessed with two hasanats, one of two hasanats. One, either that God will give them enough life to see the next Shahru Ramadan, or Allah will encompass them in His forgiveness and mercy. So we have nothing to lose by reciting this dua. We'll recite it together, but recite it after me. Follow me, inshallah, in this recitation. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Muhammadin wa ali. اللهم لا تجعله آخر العهد من صيامنا إياه فإن جعلته فاجعلني مرحوما ولا تجعلني محروما. صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. The last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan is also marked as the day of Quds or Yawm al-Quds. It is the day that was marked by marhum Ayatollah Khomeini after the 1979 revolution. A day to remember the people of Quds, to remember the people of Palestine and the suffering that they are going through. It's always important to keep in mind, right, that when we, for example, have dates in the calendar that are marked for specific purposes, our responsibility is not just to honor that event on that particular day, then forget about this issue for 364 days, you know. Every day needs to be a remembrance, but this particular day is marked so that we can unite in our remembrance in one solid, in a solidarity form of way. What the message is that we need to think about the cause and of the Palestinians every single day, and it should be something that should be affecting our lives in every single day. But I have no doubt that in today's day and age, the day of Quds is a symbolic gesture that not only is directing us towards remembering the plight of the Palestinians, but rather it is an invitation to remember the plight of all those who are suffering throughout the world, right? Where the Day of Quds should be there to remember the plight of those Rohingya Muslims who are suffering. It should be a day to remember the innocent Muslims in Nigeria who are suffering. It should be a day to remember the innocent lives who are being lost in Yemen every single day, in Pakistan, in India, in Iraq, in Syria. The countries are too many to mention. But it's important that when we step out and want to raise awareness of injustices, the Palestinian cause is but one of the many injustices that are happening in our world today, and that we should be supporting all of these causes in that same fervor as we support one of these causes. When we connect the Day of Quds really with what is happening in this month, or what this month is teaching us, what one of the goals that Shahru Ramadan teaches us is that we need to be selfless, right? And this act of being selfless that we have means that we think about others and what they're going through. So the realization or the desire to look after or be concerned about those who are oppressed shouldn't be formally pressed upon us. Right? You understand? Like, if the Day of Quds wasn't marked in the month of Ramadan, would it mean that we wouldn't think about the Palestinians in this month? You see? That's what I'm trying to draw at, that the day in the calendar is not what's important. It's to remind us to be these type of people all the time, right? Because the month of Ramadan teaches us to be selfless. And if we haven't learned that in the month of Ramadan, then we haven't gained much in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, I am supposed to be concerned about the oppressed. I am supposed to act in a way that will help those who don't have a voice to be heard. For I have no doubt that if Marhum Ayatollah Khomeini was here today, he would have said that today is a day we remember everybody. We remember those who are oppressed in whatever part of the world by any injustice, because Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam stood up for that cause. And we claim to be Husseini, so we must stand up for that cause. We have a responsibility, right, to think about others. Especially in this month, and it's training us to think about others in all parts of our lives. It's amazing that when we look, there's oppression everywhere. It really is. You know, it's sad. There's oppression sometimes in our own households, the way we treat our families and we treat our children and our spouses. Then we come and there's oppression in society, there's oppression in communities, there's oppression in nations. And when we look at this level of oppression, what we find is that one of the most basic human rights is being stripped away from people in so many different parts of the world, and it's freedom, right? Freedom. It's amazing that even God, right, who is the owner of everything, gives us freedom. Right? We're not restricted here. I can choose. I'll pay a price for it later, but I'm not restricted here, right? But those who claim to have ownership, but they're not really the owners, how easily they deprive, yeah, the rights of people. And of course, the most glaring examples are in Palestine. We're not downplaying that at all. This is one of the most heartbreaking instances. But you see something very similar in Myanmar. Yeah, and to no kidding, right? But you see something very similar in America, right? With what is happening to the black community in America, that's modern-day slavery. That's exactly what it is. It's a translation of that slavery being translated till today. We can't be blind to these causes, my brothers and sisters. If we're going to be activists, let's be activists. Yeah. If we're going to be concerned, let's be concerned about everybody, no matter what skin color, no matter what religion these people are. If they are being oppressed for the right reasons, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's our responsibility to act, and so we must act. Okay? It's not enough for me just to sit here and one day a year we all go out on the streets and protest. Yeah? It's not enough. We should be doing that. We should be out there tomorrow when we go out there. But that's not enough. Most people will go out there, then they'll hang up their Palestinian, what is it called? Yeah, kufi, and then they will hang it up for 364 days and then take it out again because that's how what they think an activist should do, right? Let's not kid ourselves. If you're going to be an activist, right? If you're going to go out there, support all these causes that are happening, but we must support it. Whether it's through rallies, whether it's through protests, whether it's through writing to my elected officials, whether it's through social media, whatever way it is, at the very least, I should be praying for them, inshallah. And when we do these things, Allah will consider us, inshallah, amongst those who stood up for the right of the oppressed, regardless of what religious background or what nationality or race that they were. Wa akhiru da'wan and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Oh, yeah. I will caress with my bare hands every precious grain of sand, every stone and every tree. 'Cause no matter what they do, they can never hurt you. 'Cause your soul will always be free.